Can you feel it getting a little hotter? No, I don't mean the weather. I'm talking about the primary election. It's upcoming. Montana's primary. Big primary this year for Montana. June 4th. Going to make a lot of decisions. It's bearing down on the people. It's bearing down on the candidates. Secretary of State Kristi Jacobson is going to join us here today. We'll talk about those election deadlines, things like that, how you can vote, how you can take part. It is one of America's most important civic duties. So we will talk about election integrity as well. A bit later on, we'll catch up on some of the issues that are going to inform our decisions for the 2024 election with Mike Batista from AARP Montana. Families, retirees, and those on fixed incomes. That's ahead today for a Friday on Voices of Montana.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio from Montana for Montana. Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz. Call in today at 866-627-5483 or text a comment or question to 781-627-5483. And now, here's your Friday host, Mr. Tom Schultz.
Yeah, did you slog through the week or did you kick it? Did you just absolutely kill it? Well, I hope you do. I hope you did. And for those whose week doesn't necessarily end on Friday, you know, like I always say, because it's never not funny. Hey, God, thank God it's Friday. Only two more working days this week. But no, we've got a Montana weekend to hang out in. So everything's working out fine. Thank you for being here. Make us part of your Montana mornings. We're two decades strong and working on three. And getting right to this here, too, because we have the primary election. Of course, I'm pretty sure you're all familiar with it. But there's things that, you know, we maybe forget. Common voting mistakes or deadlines. And then also, as we catch up with Kristi Jacobson, Montana's excellent Secretary of State, we'll talk about the Montana Supreme Court decision released not that long ago that affects our election integrity efforts here in the state of Montana. First, good morning, Kristi Jacobson, Montana's Secretary of State. How's it going?
Good morning, Tom. Thank you so much for having me. It's a wonderful day. And to answer your question, I've been kicking it.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. We're rocking it here, too. So that's good. And we need to. You need to. Because, man, how busy have you been over? And then I also forget, you sent something out not too long ago about the business reporting season just wrapped up as well. It completely off of my mind.
Yeah, we have a lot cooking in the Secretary of State's office. Lots of announcements from last time I spoke with you. First and foremost, we've got nationally the EAC elected Montana to conduct a pilot project just to work on cleaning up the voter rolls even more. So we had Senate Bill 170 from the 2020 one legislative session that we implemented, changing annual maintenance and cleanup of the voter rolls from every other year to every year. And we saw those numbers go down. Of course, there's always room for improvement. Mm-hmm. And there's still too many bad addresses and absentee ballots that go out where we have voters that have moved. And so just super excited about this EAC pilot project. Again, we're one of the few in the country to be doing this.
Let's get into it a little bit. What is the process that you guys are piloting?
So we just got all of the data, and we're going through the data right now, but it looks like we're going to be having better data to reach out to the voter to have them update their address, because we can't go out and do that for them. That has to be an action that is done by the voter. But we just have information now, and we're going through all of that data. I think initially there's like 60 or 70,000 addresses that we've got better addresses for. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be doing some voter outreach and just making sure that the voter can obviously update their address so they can vote. That's the intent of all of this, is to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to vote. And that's what we're doing. So we're just kind of in the initial stage of going through the data and just be doing some voter outreach on the addresses that we think need to be updated.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that you said you wanted to do when you took office in 2021. As well, there's a few other things on the plate there, too. But, congratulations on that. As we look back and have talked in the past, and I forget the name of the organization, but they have looked at virtually all the states' voting rolls, talked about how messy it really was, gave Montana pretty good grades But the importance of cleaning up those voting rolls, Christy, would you go into that?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I ran in 2019, there were a couple of things that were unique during that campaign season. But in the primary in 2020, we had the absentee ballots that had gone out. And at the time, we had a governor that had historically took it upon himself to do an all-male ballot, ballot and voting system that was historic and unprecedented. Mm-hmm. And so we had a large number of absentee ballots that had gone out to voters without the voter expecting to receive those ballots. And that's just to tighten up election integrity and to improve voter confidence. That was something that was super important to me, to make sure that we were cleaning the voter rolls and making sure they're as accurate as possible. And so that was something that was super important to me. Again, we had the legislation that was passed cleaning, going from every other year to every year on the voter maintenance, and then just cascading that now further into the EASA pilot project to make sure that the addresses are up to date and so that everybody can vote. We're also working on with vital statistics and the funeral home directors, and just being able to assist grieving families with removing loved ones from the voter list and streamlining the process. So we've had a couple of meetings with both of those groups, and collectively we've identified further opportunities to improve and more quickly remove loved ones for the ability of families to remove loved ones that have passed away from the voter rolls. Yeah. So that's another initiative that we're launching. And again, all of these are we're working on right now. So they're going to be in place for this historic election in 2024.
Yeah, historic. And we'll talk about that. A lot of pressure on it. Christy Jacobson, native Montanan, born and raised in Helena, Montana, a mother of five kids there as well, graduated Carroll College, and then a master's degree in public administration from the University of Montana. So I know, being a public official, your colors bleed in a lot of directions there. But let's go into the better data part here, because one of the things I was curious about, Christy, is who doesn't vote? You know, we do everything we can to get people to vote. And, you know, for me, same day registration has been a mistake. And we can talk about that later. But who doesn't vote out there?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Montana across and compare it to the rest of the country, Montana has a very high participation rate compared to most of the other states in the country. And I think that's something that, you know, we all, as Montanans, we all take pride in electing our leaders and studying who they are and making sure that we elect leaders that represent the values of Montana. So across the board, Montana leads in voter turnout compared to the rest of the country. And then there are some counties that have such a huge turnout. I remember like hitting like 90% of voter turnout. But all of these initiatives that we're working on, we just want to make sure that voters receive their ballots, and if they need to update their information, that they're reaching out to their county to do so and get their information, their local election office to get their information updated. And all of this will lower the likelihood of lines at the polls, so we have an election day that runs smoothly as planned and we get results right away. All of these initiatives will reduce voter confusion, decrease the number of provisional ballots. And again, I said this earlier, but improve voter confidence overall. So that's what we're working for here at the Secretary of State's office.
And that's one of the things that has taken a hit with the last few elections. It just doesn't go back to 2020. You know, we've always been concerned about voter confidence, and you know, and election security has a lot to do with that. So let's talk. Well, I want to make sure I get this out before we get into some of those laws out there that are attempting to maybe bring more process or sanity maybe into the process. But When are the deadlines? I want to get some of those, as you say, vital statistics out, so to speak. Common voting mistakes. The June 4th primary is going to be upcoming first weekend, first Tuesday in June.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Update us, please.
Yeah. All of those deadlines. So actually, our election is underway right now. The overseas voters and the military voters, those ballots were sent out on Friday, last Friday. So we are, the primary election is underway right now. The election has launched. The primary election has launched. We've got the absentee ballots that will go out May 10th. So if you've signed up to vote absentee, make sure to be looking in your mailbox for those ballots. Check out our voter. We have a webpage, that you can check to make sure all of your information is accurate prior to the sending of the ballots, and make sure that your name is accurate, your address. And then you can also see a sample ballot, so you can study the candidates ahead of time before you receive your ballot as to what they stand for and who you might want to vote for. So, again, we're working all the way through November on voter roll accuracy and right up to the finish line. So
what are some common mistakes?
Common mistakes? I just encourage everybody to track your ballot after you vote it, to make sure that it's actually been received by the local election office. And again, you can check the website and see where your ballot's at any given time. And if for some, you know, if something has happened where it wasn't received, that you can go down to your local election office and they will make sure that your vote is counted. So I think that's a huge component, is just the votemt.gov, checking your registration info and tracking your ballot.
Yeah. Chrissy Jacobson
and
again.
Of course.
Go ahead.
You'll have instructions when your ballot's mailed to you as well and just follow those. We simplified those. We did a revamp of the instructions this time around. So it's just in plain English and easy to understand. So, just follow the instructions. Pretty easy. We've got common, you know, mistakes that are addressed on the instructions, just addresses all of that. So
beautiful.
Making sure you just follow the instructions when you receive your ballot.
And know where you can vote, too, if you're going day of. All that stuff, MT.gov, but SOSMT.gov for the opening site for the Secretary of State. It's Chrissy Jacobson here. Chrissy, let's see. I got enough time here, and I appreciate your time today because I want to go into this. This Montana Supreme Court recently released their opinion on laws that were challenged. This goes back to 2021. Four laws specifically that deal with election integrity. I'll have you go into that. It was a 5-2 decision. The dissenters were pretty animated about their dissent for these laws as well. But what are they?
Yeah,
go ahead, please. Thanks.
So 2021, those are all pieces of legislation that I sponsored that a Republican legislature passed and that the governor signed. And they're all honestly nonpartisan issues. These are bills that are nonpartisan that all Montanans want. They want election integrity and voter identification at the polls. I always share the little story of when I took my daughter to get her library card at the Lewis and Clark Library. They wanted to have a photo ID and a piece of mail that showed where her address was. This is a 16-year-old to get a library card.
Yeah.
And that same principle applies to voting. I mean, and it should even more so for voting. So super common sense legislation, widely popular across the state of Montana. And we were met with lawsuits immediately. In the last 3.5 years, we've been working to make sure that we fight to keep those laws in place. We had a liberal activist district court judge in Yellowstone County who struck all those laws down. And now, unfortunately, we just had a major blow to Montana with the Supreme Court ruling against the will of Montana on election integrity. And so where we sit right now, I will absolutely be appealing to the United States Supreme Court on those laws. And those laws are the voter identification that I just talked about, changing same-day voter registration to the day before, just to make it easier on election day to have less confusion, less chaos, and just get it being the election officials being able to get the results out, making sure that you're 18 before you actually receive a ballot. It's sort of like, you know, being able to drink when you're 21. We don't give alcohol until you actually turn 21. Sort of same thing with a ballot. You turn 18, then you get the ballot. And then finally, just the paid ballot harvesting. I mean, anytime you have money involved, there's a different, it takes it to a different interest of just purely electing who you want to vote for. So those were the four laws. In all of this, they could never, the plaintiffs could never find a single voter that said they were unable to vote under the identification law. Not one person. They could not find one person that was harmed or could not vote. So the Montana absolutely disagrees with the ruling. We need common sense photo ID requirement in this state. I will not back down from that on any front. I'm in it to continue to fight. And the next step is the United States Supreme Court. So that's where we're at right now. We need to be united as a state to make sure that we the will of the people and election integrity stands, certainly voter ID here in the state of Montana. So that's kind of where we're at with the lawsuits.
Yeah, and it seems to be even more vital because we do have just a mass 11 million or more illegal immigrants that have flooded the country in the last 4 years, too. And so,
I actually last night I was in Deer Lodge, had a great event in Deer Lodge. A lot of support in Powell County for my reelection. So I'm very honored for that. And the people at Deer Lodge, just wonderful, wonderful last night. I was told last night that it was actually 30 million illegals in the country right now.
Yep.
So it's, we need voter ID.
Yeah.
We need voter ID. You've got to be a citizen before you vote. And that plain and simple.
Some 70, almost 75% of the American public believe that to some degree we've got to have better laws at the ballot box, voter ID in particular, that one specifically. That was a Rasmussen survey not too long ago. We can certainly believe that. Other states, this has kind of been gone back and forth. I think other states have won this battle. Other states have lost this battle. What do you make
Tom,
of all that?
That's what's so crazy because, for instance, Idaho had the exact the exact legislation, the exact liberal machine challenged those laws. The Supreme Court of Idaho, very similar, all of this very similar. And it was unanimous and that those laws were upheld after the liberal machine challenged them. So, I mean, to see what's going on in Montana right now, just complete out of control. They're completely out of control, the Supreme Court. The five members that ruled against the voter ID and the other election integrity measures. So you've got Idaho, same exact scenario, and that was a unanimous decision to keep those laws on the books. The test against the Constitution, similar, all the testing. It's so hypocritical, for instance, with the same-day voter registration. The legislature had the ability to make the decision where it's in the Constitution to move same-day registration to Election Day, and they had the authority to do that, that branch of government, per the Montana Constitution. But yet the Supreme Court is saying that they're not able to move it back a day. It's just completely hypocritical.
Well, I'm surprised because the whole thing is, and I would encourage people to read the dissent and read the opinions as well. This would be a good one. It doesn't take a constitutional expert to kind of understand what's going on here, too. But the argument that I couldn't stomach is same-day registration. It doesn't fit my lifestyle defense. I think that the legislature has a right to create order out of something that doesn't give us order in an important civic duty.
Yeah, and it's really clear in the Constitution that they have the authority to make that mm-hmm. decision, and they did. On top of that, the move of same-day voter registration by one day, like a very minor adjustment,
mm-hmm.
Was supported by two-thirds of county election officials across the state, all nonpartisan, common sense, wildly popular, and, it also goes back to separation of powers, and that's kind of where we're at with the Supreme Court right now.
Yeah. So we got like 3 minutes left here. What are the next 3 weeks like for you, and then what, and your staff, and people who want to be involved as well? What's that going to be like? Can people still get involved in this outside of doing their civic duty and voting?
Yeah. I want to touch on that, but I also wanted to announce really quickly that this week we sent out a press release that. There was a bill again in the 2021 legislative session where this was something that I had sponsored and it was passed. And this was one of the unique bills that we didn't get sued on. but basically, it's increasing the security in our elections in all 56 counties. And it requires all 56 counties to conduct a third-party security assessment. Mm. And then to take all of those recommendations and implement them at their local county office. And that was something that I campaigned on as well to make sure in my first term that we conducted and completed the 56 county assessments. And this last week we shared in a press release and with you today that all 56 counties completed their assessments. So we're, continuing to work to make sure that our elections in Montana here are absolutely secure.
That's good. Accountability. We need more of that in the government. I think it's been slipping a little bit. So 2 minutes. So people can still, can they become election judges at this point? Or are if they are interested, will they have to wait until the general election?
Yeah, I know here in like Lewis and Clark County, they just had an election judge training yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, absolutely. If anybody wants to participate, get involved, to reach out to their county election office and get involved.
All right. Christy,
another great way to get involved is to support your candidates too. Mm-hmm. I know they have endless amounts of needs and it's, candidates to get leaders elected to help in that way too.
Yeah. Well, it does take all of us.
And I just, the Colorado model, this is just an FYI, the Colorado model is to sneak DC dollars in and use the Secretary of State's office to flip the state blue. So I'm in it for reelection, and we really have to keep the Democrats out of this office, and the stakes are high and everybody knows it. So visit ChristyJacobson.com today as well and chip in, and let's keep Montana red.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for the work you're doing there. And I know it's like you say, it's an ongoing battle. And then the process to get those bills to the U.S. Supreme Court, we'll catch up with that soon. Okay. Cause I know that's that'll be an interesting part of this whole journey for those bills.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, Christy. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you so much, Tom. You as well.
Yeah, Montana's Secretary of State, Christy Jacobson. We'll come on back after a short break and have more. We line up things a bit later on for Mike Batista of AARP Montana. We'll get to some of those issues that are going to define this primary election and this general election for 2024. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana.
Agriculture is important to Montanans. Before you cast your vote in the June primary, Montana Farmers Union wants to ensure that the congressional candidates share their thoughts on Montana's rural issues. Join us live April 30th at 7 p.m. in Havre for the primary Republican debate hosted by Montana Farmers Union, or watch on Nonstop Local SWX. To learn more, visit MontanaFarmersUnion.com.
Come on, men, put your backs into it.
Captain, you might consider talking to a specialist about your anxiety.
I can't do that without a referral from my doctor, and I marooned him on an island.
If you have a Pacific Source health plan, Captain, you're not required to have a referral.
Pacific. Pacific Source health plans, you say? Excellent. I've done some of my best work in the Pacific.
No referrals required to see a specialist. Just another way Pacific Source health plans goes beyond what's required. Visit PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Tell them who, pump it up. Pump it up.
You can always find great prices at your local Town Pump. And right now, they've got a great deal on 28-ounce Powerade. Buy two, get two free. And Smart Water 1.5 liters, two for $5. Town Pump, convenient and right down the road.
Town Pump,
right down the road.
Pump it up.
Hello, this is Bill Coffey, CEO of Stockman Bank. When you bank with Stockman, your money stays in Montana to work for you and your community. You will be working with your fellow Montanans who understand our unique way of life. From our executive leadership to our frontline employees, our team is almost 900 strong. We know firsthand what it's like to live and work in our great state because it's our home too. We are Montanans serving Montanans. Stockman Bank, member FDIC.
Initial filings for unemployment benefits in Montana rose in the week ending last Saturday compared to the week before, increasing to 563 from 509. U.S. unemployment claims dropped to 207,000, down 5,000. Regional gas prices have risen for the second consecutive week with an average of $3.46 for a gallon of regular gas, up from last week's $3.43. The average fuel price in the Rocky Mountain region has risen about 16 cents since last month, 5.8% lower than the national average. Transportation officials say infrastructure needs in Montana are outpacing available funds due to growing population and tourism. The increased traffic, along with the Montana harsh weather, puts more wear and tear on the roads, and many of the state's bridges are nearing the end of their design life, contributing to the perfect storm for the transportation agency. With Montana News headlines on the Northern News Network, I'm Brian Bennett.
At AgWest, we know agriculture isn't just a business. It's a way of life. So we're here to help operations succeed for generations to come by supporting our customer members and the rural communities where we live and work. From small family businesses to large operations, AgWest brings the experience and financial know-how to help you grow your best future. Find out how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Sometimes when you're out camping or just cruising the backwoods, it doesn't take too long to go from, wow, look at that, to, whoa, what was that? That's when a Ford F-150 truck becomes the key to survival. With the towing and payload capacity to haul out everything you brought into the wild, the outdoors can be unforgiving. But a Ford F-150 is the best companion you've got. Get a great deal on an F-150 today, only at your local Ford dealer.
Wow, May 10th, those ballots will be mailed out. Check them early. As I remember last year, got a ballot, and I didn't check it. You know, I didn't open it because I was going to vote later. Got it early enough. There wasn't a ballot in there, actually. I got one in the mail, but there wasn't a ballot in there. So I had to stand in line that day, and it took a long time to vote. I mean, it was over 4 hours. Yeah. And so that same-day registration stuff, it makes a difference. But anyway, we got Mike Batista up next. We'll talk some of these issues, Social Security, caregivers, property taxes, housing. That's ahead here on a Friday for Voices of Montana.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
¶¶